23 kusuka ndima 25.
And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage.
Zvino mazuva mazhinji akati apfuura, mambo weEjipita akafa, vana vaIsraeri vakagomera nokuda kwouranda hwavo. Vakadanidzira, kudanidzira kwavo kukasvika kuna Mwari nokuda kwouranda.
Amen.
Amen.
And God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
Mwari akanzwa kugomba kwavo, Mwari akarangarira sungano yake na Abrahama, na Isaka, na Jacobo.
And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them.
Mwari akatarira vana veIsraeri, Mwari akavarangarira.
Amen.
Amen.
May
the Lord add his blessings upon the reading of his word. Let us pray.
Baba vedu, namasimba wose.
Amen.
Tinodzoka zvakare pamberi pose wenyu.
Yes, Lord.
Tinoda kukutendai nekuda kweshoko renyu rataverenga manheru ano.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Tinochenjerera Baba wakanaka kuti tive tinoridzorera mukati memaoko enyu.
Amen.
Tichiziva kuti ndiwo maoko oga akaropafadzwa anokwanisa kumedura chingwa ichi nokupa kuvana venyu kuti tigobuda muno tasadzwa. Tinokumbira Ishe makanaka kuti mugopa dudziro mashoko mashoma iwaya. Timirewo pamberi pevana venyu. Tinokumbira kuti ndipewo nyasha tenzi dzokusisa parutivi.
Amen.
Kuti Ishe mugondishandisa somudziyo.
Amen.
Baba vangu tinonamata. Tinokumikidza zvose izvi maoko enyu musari nokosha zita raIshe Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen.
Tigare pasi.
You may be seated.
No, there's something about the word of God.
Pane chimwe chinhu chiripo pashoko raMwari.
Amen. You know, just to read the scriptures.
Kungoverenga magwaro.
Amen. You know, it must be a Christian culture.
Inofara iri tsika yechiKristu.
Amen. As Christians.
Sema Kristu.
Because the prophet says.
Nekuti muprofita anoti.
A Christian.
MuKristu.
Who is really spiritually built.
Akanyatso kuumbwa chaizvo pamweya.
He reads his Bible and prays every day.
Anoverenga Bhaibheri rake nekunamata zuva nezuva.
Amen.
Amen.
For this is where we get our comfort.
Nekuti ndopatinowana nyaradzo dzedu.
Our strength.
Simba redu.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we just want to look at a few scriptures.
Tangotarisa magwaro akati kuti.
And a few things.
Nezvimwe zvinhu.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the prophet says.
Nekuti muprofita anoti.
There is a pressure on the people today.
Pane kumanikidza kukuru pavanhu nhasi.
Amen. There is a lot of pressure on people.
Pane kumanikidza kukuru pavanhu.
He says the pressure has no limitations.
Hanzi kumanikidza uku hakuna magumo.
Or any denominational lines.
Kana muganhu wemasangano.
It has no age line.
Hakuna muganhu wekuti une zera ripi.
It has no respect of person.
Hakuremekedza munhu.
It's on the young, the old.
Kuri pavadiki nevakuru.
The good and the bad.
Vakanaka nevakaipa.
It's on everybody.
Zviri pamunhu wese.
It's pressure.
Kumanikidzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
It says we are living in a neurotic age.
Anotikurarama muchizvarwa chekuti vanhu vakupenga pfungwa.
Nervous tension.
Vanhu vari kuhuta huta vana kugadzikana.
Everybody is racing here.
Vanhu vese vari kungomhanya mhanya.
Going there.
Achingoenda uko.
And going nowhere.
Pasina kwavari kungoenda.
It's just to that kind of an age.
Ndo mhando yechizvarwa chacho.
And I know this church would be plagued with it.
Ndo zvati kereke ine icharohwa nedenda irori.
As everywhere is plagued with it.
Sezvo kwese kwese kwakarohwa nedenda iri.
Tabernacle is plagued with it.
Matabernacle akarohwa nedenda iri.
Everywhere, the whole world.
Pese kwese pasi rose.
Amen.
Amen.
So he says the whole world
Anzi pasirose.
Says it's a day of pressure.
Anzi izuwa rekumanikidzika.
Hurry, 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 hurry up and wait.
Kumanya, manya, manya, kumanya, manya.
Amen. And you wait.
Nekumira.
Drive 90 miles an hour.
90 miles
and then
hour.
Get home for supper and wait 2 hours till it gets ready.
That's
right. He says it's a time. And in that rushing and speeding, it gets you to a nervous tension. The wife says something a little contrary. You want to fly off temper. Husband says something, you'll pat your foot and tell him to get in the room. When well, now husband, I don't want no words with you. Go out there.
My.
And the husband says, wife, I'm so nervous. See, why?
Say,
what's the matter? Says all this together, this tension building up, and then the result of it is doing something wrong. And acting out of place. That's right. Now it will make the poor act that way. It will make the middle class act that way. It will make the rich act that way. It will make the wrong act that way. It will make the pretty good act that way. It will make the good act that way, sorry. Because it's tension, steam built up. Got to blow it out somewhere. See, you blow the boiler up. Amen. If you don't blow up. Amen. So it's pressure upon the people. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says it has no respect of persons. It comes to the young. It comes to the old, to the rich, to the poor. So it's pressure upon the people. And the Bible says, Luke chapter
21,
there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity.
Amen.
Amen. People have no solution to these problems. Amen.
Amen.
The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear. For looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. So, brother, sister, the Bible speaks of this condition upon the earth. Amen. Perplexity. Men's hearts failing for fear. Amen. So it causes pressure, it causes tension. Amen.
Amen.
And then you do things that you are not supposed to do. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet in the message, a trumpet gives an uncertain sound.
He has this
to say. I thought there is hardly anything today that's certain. Everything has got such an uncertainty to it. And anything that's uncertain cannot be trusted. Amen. You stay away from it. If it's not certain. If you've got a business. which we got businessmen present.
Apa tinoziva tine vanamuzvina bizimu varipo.
Amen. And even in this church,
kunyange muchurch muno,
we've got businessmen.
Tine vanamuzvina bizimu.
And businesswomen.
Ne vanamuzvina bizimu.
The Bible says maybe men of them.
Handi neprofita pamwe vakatowanda.
If you are running a business, that's not certain.
Kana urikuita bizimu risina chakanyatsonangana nacho.
You are not going to put very much in it.
Hausikuzoisa zvakawanda mari.
Because the dividend is uncertain.
Nekuti pundutso yacho hainyatsozvisika uchange.
You wouldn't make very much investment in it.
Hausoisa mari yako yakawanda mazviri.
Or if you are a good, shrewd businessman,
kana uri muzvina bizimu akanyatsonaka akatesva,
you will wait and search out.
Unomirira wombonzera.
If you got some money to invest,
kana uine mari yaroda kudyara,
until you find something that's certain,
kusvikira waona chimwe chinhu chakanyatsokunaka.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a tip from the prophet.
Tirikurayirwa nemuprofita.
Amen, businessman.
My businessman.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, unogona kuzoisa mari pakona ka.
You can put God on a corner.
If you take what the prophet is saying,
ukatora zvakataura nemuprofita,
and you find it kind of not working,
ukaona zvisiri kushanda,
you go to God.
Wodzokera kuna Mwari.
Says, Lord, your prophet said.
Kuti Mwari muprofita wenyu akati.
But why is this not happening?
Kose zvisiri kuitika.
Because the prophet spoke it.
Nekuti muprofita akazvitaura.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Frank.
Amen, Brother Frank.
Amen. Something that's reliable. Something that you can depend on. Because if you don't want to lose that little money that you've saved up, because with that you have to make your living out of the remuneration from the dividends that's drawn on this investment. Amen. And this little money that you got saved up, don't put it in your pocket and leave it there. Because thieves will steal it. Don't do that. If you got it, invest it in something. And then you want to be sure of the certainty of your investment. If you don't, why? Don't invest it at all. Amen. So, business is certainly on a shaking stand tonight.
It
says any business practically in the world. Amen.
Amen.
It says in the world.
And the pasiros.
Perplexity.
Kusagutsikana.
Amen. So it's not only Zimbabwe.
Saka isingori Zimbabwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
Says it's a shaking condition.
Chinano chiri kuzunguzika.
Because the world is in a shaking condition. Now I'm going to save so much money to build me a nice little home somewhere. That's pretty shaky, I'll tell you it is. Because the government could take it all over. Overnight. Amen.
Amen.
All the things that's got our democracy so corrupted. Until it's real shaky. We used to could be put a lot of confidence in our democracy. Which I do think is the best form of government. But still our democracy is shaky. Because we see this nation, our people, we have constitution and this constitution is our ultimate.
Even our country. We also have a
constitution. Which is the ultimate. But yet in that our constitution is shaky.
Because
it's already been broken many
times. Amen.
Amen. Now, this is the word of God.
Because
if you thought it's only Zimbabwe,
Zimbabwe,
the prophet is saying the whole world.
He says
the politics.
Oh
my, how shaky. People just argue and argue and argue about politics. And neighbors will fall out about it. People, that's where once good friends. Some president will raise up and somebody to run for the sheriff or something, and the other fellow on the other side of the political fence, and they'll fuss with one another. Until they fall out about it. Politics. He says, I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings. But I think the whole thing is rotten. See? So why would you fuss and fall out about something that ain't no good anyhow? That's right, it's just awful bad. Amen.
Amen.
It's the condition of the world. It has been spoken. It has to happen. Amen.
Amen.
And when we sin our foundation of our nation, the foundation of our home, the foundation of our church, sinking. Amen. Then, brethren, what can we do? I want to say this. If I had a voice that I could echo into the world, we have a solid foundation left. And that's God's blessed holy word. Amen. That's the only foundation left. God's blessed holy word. The Bible. Because heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. And he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it.
Amen.
So what a blessed privilege it is to all of us to reach over and get God's good old Bible.
Totora Bible ramwari rakare rakanaka.
And turn the pages back.
Tovura mapage.
And know that we are reading directly truth.
Toziva kuti tikunyatso kuverenga chokwadi.
So this is what I said in the beginning.
Ndosaka ndati pamba kutanga.
Amen. It must be a culture of Christians.
Inofananga iri tsika yemakristo.
To read this old Bible.
Kuverenga Bible rekare.
Amen. He says, what a blessed privilege to reach over and get God's good old Bible and turn the pages back and know that we are reading directly the truth. And to see that these times happened in days gone by, for it speaks of a historical God. And the only way that we are ever going to be to cope with these ways, to fall in line, is to call up out of history that historical God. For through all days, in the antediluvian destruction, before the coming of Christ and the different events, he never fails when he is called on the scene.
Amen.
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 And he says, I'm thinking of a time now that when a nation was in captivity, it was
Israel.
We are going back to our scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
Says I'm thinking of a time that when a nation was in captivity, it was
Israel.
They were down in Egypt, was made right hard and rigor to save the Egyptians. It seemed like everybody had just grown cold. Did you know Israel was in Egypt twice as long as the United States has been a nation?
Amen.
We can go to paragraph 46. But there was a man and a woman who seemed to have faith in a historical God that spoke to Abraham in the time of crisis. Amen. This nation in captivity in Egypt. Amen. Under bondage. Amen. But among those people, there was one man and woman who seemed to have faith in a historical God that spoke to Abraham in the time of crisis, and they believed that they could call on him and he would answer. That was Amram and Jochebed.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Amram was the father of Moses.
Amram Bangari Baba Moses
and his wife Jochebed.
Nimzimai wake Jochebed.
And as yes, some time ago I was preaching and gave a little illustration of how that Amram would come home at night.
Dikapam tambo kuti Amram aishika sei usiku kumba.
And he would say, Jochebed,
oti kuna Jochebed,
I'm so tired.
Ndakaneta kwazvo.
And the fresh lashes on his back
aine shamu dziri kutobuda ropa
from taskmaster's whip.
And
she would sit down patiently, perhaps, and wash out the places and weep and say, "Oh, Amram, isn't there something that can be done?"
Pamwe achitova maronda, achitaura kuna Amram na achiti, hakuna ere zvimwe zvingakwanise kuitwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember what we said at the time?
Rangareso takataura pane imwe nguva.
You know that some of us, you know, we preach by inspiration.
Kuti vamwe vedu tinoparidza nekufemerwa.
But the prophet,
asim profita,
at times would preach by vision.
Dzimwe nguva aitoparidza achiona chiratidzo.
When you hear him say, "I see,"
pamunowanzwa achiti ndiri kuona,
you think he's imagining.
Mofunga kuti vari kufungidzira
here. But he's actually seeing.
Asi vari kutonyatsoona pazviro kwazvo.
Like the prophet Moses.
Sem profita Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
When he writes the book of Genesis,
Genesis
says, "In the beginning,"
anzi pakutanga,
"the earth was without form and void."
Anzi nyika yanga ichina chimiro isina chinhu.
You think he was imagining?
Mofunga kuti aifungidzira here.
Amen. Those are prophets.
Ava profita. Amen.
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 I would hear him say,
"Diamonds wachiti."
Amen. That's the prophet.
Prophet.
He didn't say, "I can imagine."
He
says, "I would hear him say."
Diamonds wachiti.
Oh dear.
Ah, mudikanwe.
If you would have been with me today and seen them beat them young boys trying to pull those lords, but they were heartless. They treated them like they were animals. And that's our young men of Israel. Isn't there something can be done?" Amen.
Amen.
Men and the woman. Amen.
Amen.
They got so concerned.
Isn't
there something can be done?
That's
what I wonder now.
To see
our young teenage boys that will be the men and women of tomorrow. Our teens today,
here
hanging down in their neck, and breeches pulled down over their hips with a pistol stuck in their side and a cigarette in the side of their mouth. What will it be?
It's
still slavery under the devil.
Is it
there something can be done? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
They were looking at this condition. Amen. And they were saying, isn't there something can be done? And the prophet brings it to our situation. The day that we are living in. And he says, our teenage, who are supposed to be the fathers and mothers of tomorrow, to see them the way they are living, isn't there something can be done? And Abraham, perhaps one of the only ones of the nation, would climb up a little stair steps. Regardless of how tired he was, there each night he would call on the God of Abraham. The one that he had learned that come to Abraham and come to Job and come to Isaac and come to Jacob. In the hours of distress, and surely if he was a God in their day, he would be God in our day. Amen.
Amen.
And if he was God in Moses' day, he is God today. He just needs to be called up out of history and called on the scene of action. I can see Amram night after night, no matter how tired. That proved his faith in that God. Amen.
Amen.
It proved his faith in this God. But today, the people, if they don't get everything that they ask for, the first time they pray, they seem to think that he's dead. You know, I prayed, nothing happened, there's nothing to it. He no longer answers prayer. They seem to think he's dead. What we need is men and women today of gallant spirit, men and women who are determined to hold on till they see a God that really lives, a God that comes into action, a God that will not take people that will not take for a no for an answer. They are determined to stay with it. If they are sick, and the doctor said they can't get well, yet something within them tells them that he is going to be well. Hold on, no matter what takes place. You have joined churches of the denominational world. After you have saved all your strength from walking from place to place, and you still can't find relief, there is still a God that answers prayer and saves from sin. Amen.
Amen.
So this is what we saw on Wednesday. When Asa came before his God, he says, it is nothing with you, Lord, to save whether with many or with them that have no power. We rest on thee. Amen.
Amen.
Men who had faith in this God of Abraham, there is still a God that answers prayer and saves from sin. And we can see Amram on those weary nights, back bleeding, climbing up the steps again until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, praying and seem like he's just talking to the wind. Down in his Jewish heart,
they
bend a faith that no winds of doubt could ever blow out. Oh, brother, sister, there's been a prophet on the land. Never a man preached like this. Down in this Jewish heart of Amram, there bend a faith that no wind of doubt could ever blow out. And the prophet says, that's the kind of men and women we need to rise on the scene today. If he doesn't answer tonight, he will answer tomorrow night. If he doesn't answer this year, he will answer next year. For he is God, not a God, but the God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And we see him. The prophet is saying, and we see him. Amen. Amen. And I believe you are also seeing him. Amen.
Amen.
Because when certain things are explained so well, you can actually visualize. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet is saying, he's not saying I can see him now. Now he says we can see him. Night after night, as Amram climbed the steps, and Jacob would come up to him and say, Amram, dear, you've been up here praying all night. Why don't you just tell some of the boys where you are working and let them pray a while? Amen.
Amen.
We do this as husbands and wives. Amen. Encouraging one another. Amen.
Amen.
And we hear Amram say, well, honey, what if they don't do it? Somebody has got to do it. Somebody has got to pray through. And I believe that somebody is you. That somebody is me. Some sister somewhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody has got to pray through. That's the Christian way. That's the way every Christian ought to feel tonight. Not waiting for somebody else, but take the front ourselves and go through. If we believe the Bible to be a history, it's also a prophetic book that tells that same God shall rise in the last days. And it's time for him to come on the scene. Amen.
Amen.
It's time for him to come on the scene. And we are not Pharisees this evening who put things in the future. Even now. We're expecting to see him, brother, sister.
Amen.
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 That's what Amram knowed.
Those are his Amram.
Amen.
Amen.
Was Abraham had given a promise by this God of history who hadn't answered a prayer in 400 years as far as we have record. But he made a promise that he would bring them out. Amen.
Amen.
He had not answered prayer for 400 years. But he gave a promise that he would bring them out. And seemingly, the prophet says, seemingly, we've had a silent God for a long time. But the hour has come where he's going to rise on the scene.
Amen.
And one night when Amram had prayed,
Amram anamata,
maybe for several years,
pamwe kwemakore akawanda,
but he sees it kango namata 1 week.
But when we pray
months,
for just 1 week or 2 months,
and this kumbo muona mwari wacho,
I'm not seeing this God.
As this kumbo shanda,
it's not working.
Brother, sister.
Amanzadzi.
Look at Amram.
Tarisa Amram.
He had prayed maybe for several years.
Anga namata zvimwe pemakore
akawanda. And his hair now was turning gray.
Zvino ivhudzi rake rane imvi.
And no deliverance.
Pasina rudzikinuro.
But just getting worse.
Asi zvichiramba zvichiipa.
But he did not stop praying.
Asi haana kumira kunamata.
Amen. Because he believed that the God who gave a promise, amen, is able to perform it. If it's not this year, it will be next year. If it's not next year, the year to come.
Amen.
Amen. One night he got right down to business. That's how we have to do it. Get right down to business. He said, God, you promised this. We've looked forward to it. We see the signs all here. And the time is at hand. It's time for you to do something about
it.
Amen.
Amen.
Not people who are only good at memory. We are not seeing this in our church. We are not seeing that in our church. Amen.
Amen.
Where are the Amram and Jacobites of this day? Amen.
Amen.
We really get down to business. Amen. So when the chronicles of your life are being written,
he
says it was because of that woman who prayed, because of that man who prayed, something happened in that
church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
While he was in deep concentrated prayer, praying with all of his heart, he looked and standing in the corner, he rubbed his eyes. He rubbed his eyes and looked again. Am I seeing right? What is this I'm seeing? Amen.
Amen.
He rubbed his eyes and looked again.
Akatarira zvakare.
And there stood an angel with a sword drawn.
Yakazomora munondo.
He said, deliverance is coming.
Akati rutsikinuro rukuuya.
And you are going to bring a son into the world. And he is going to be the one to deliver them. So Amram was not only praying for himself, he was praying for the people. This is why when the angel came, he says, you are going to bear a son. And he's the one who's going to deliver them. Your people, the ones you are praying for. Amen.
Amen.
God raised such people in our church. Not memorers, but people who know this God, who have faith in this God. Amen.
Amen.
Our
problem is we think that working for God is just coming here on the pulpit and preach.
Kana kungoonekwa oneka.
Or any other public thing.
He's
the one who did this.
What did the Lord Jesus Christ say?
Isha Jesu Christo vakati.
They have their reward.
Vane mubayiro wavo.
But you, when you pray, enter into your closet.
Enda muimba mukati.
Amen.
Amen.
Hans mudambudziko rechurch.
The problem with the church.
Kune munhu anoritora kuri tarake.
There is a problem. A person who takes the burden to be his.
The
burden of the whole church. But he personalizes it. And he goes with it in his inner closet. Amen.
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 You are going to bring a son into the world.
Amen.
And he's going to be the one to deliver them.
Amen.
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 Now we see Moses come on the scene.
Toona Moses achizvarwa.
Amen. And we know how he was born.
Toziva mazvarirwa akaita.
And how he grew up.
Nemakurira akaita.
Being kept in the house of Pharaoh.
Akachengetwa muimba ya Farao.
But God has spoken to Abraham.
Asi Mwari vakanga vataura kuna
Abraham. That thy seed.
Kuti mbeu yako.
So journey in a strange land.
Vachava
vatoro mune nyika. And that he would bring them out.
Uye achavabuditsa.
With a mighty hand. They were going to be in bondage. Amen. In a strange land. And that they would bring them into bondage. And treat them evil for 400 years. But that he would deliver them after the 400 years with a mighty hand. Amen.
Amen.
Stephen narrates this story so well in the book of Acts.
Stephen, ano nyatsokutsanangura nyaya iyi zvakanaka mubhuku
remabasa. If you go and read chapter 7.
Ukaenda kunoverenga mabasa
chitsauko 7. When the time of the promise drew nigh.
Hanzi nguva yemimbiso payakaswedera.
Which God had sworn unto Abraham.
Mwari yavakanga vapika kuna Abraham.
The people grew and multiplied.
Vanhu vakakura vakawanda.
Till there arose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph.
Kusvikira kwakazouya Farao anga asingaremekedze Joseph.
When the time of the promise drew nigh.
Nguva yemimbiso payakaswedera.
Which God had sworn to Abraham.
Mwari yavakanga vavimbisa kuna Abraham.
The people grew and multiplied.
Vanhu vakakura vakawanda.
Till there arose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph.
Kusvikira kwauya Farao anga asingazive Josepha.
You know, I used to wonder.
Ndaimbo shamisika.
But zvinengaitike sei?
How can it happen?
But nokuti Mwari vakanga vataura.
But God had spoken.
Nekuti Israel yakanga ichiremekezwa muEgypt.
Because Israel was respected in Egypt.
Nekuda kuti Joseph ndiye akakonzera kuti Egypt even superpower.
Because it was Joseph who made Egypt to be a superpower.
You remember? Amen.
Munorizangariraka.
Saka pesa pa Egypt yaizvitarisa izvozvo.
So all this time Egypt recognized.
We are what we are because of these people.
Tiri zvatiri nokuda kwevana.
And they are God.
Nemwari wavo.
Amen.
Amen.
But when the time of the promise drew nigh.
Asinguva yevimbiso payakaswedera.
Which God had sworn.
Iyo Mwari yavanga vavimbisa.
Amen. The people grew and multiplied.
Vanhu vakakura uye vakawanda.
Till there arose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph.
Kusvikira kwakauya Farao asingazive Joseph.
When he looked at those people.
Paakatarisa vanhu ava.
Something spoke to his heart.
Pane chakataura kumwoyo wake.
But who exactly are these people?
Kuti vanhu ava ndanani chaivo chaivo vanhu.
Where do they really come from?
Vakambonyatsobva kupi chaiko?
There are so many.
Vakawandisa.
If they decide,
kana vakasarudza,
they can take over.
Vanogona kutotorera nyika
yedu. This land.
Nyika yedu.
No, 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 no.
Kwete, kwete.
No, 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 no.
Kwete.
No, we can't have this.
Hatikwanisi kuita.
All of a sudden.
Ipapo pakarepo.
Why?
Say.
But God was looking at the promise.
Mwari vanga vari kutarisa vimbiso.
Amen.
Amen.
And we see Moses.
Tinoona Moses.
We know the story.
Tinoziva nyaya yacho.
And how he finally fled to the land of Midian.
Uye akazopedzera tiza kuenda kunyika yeMidian.
And when 40 years were expired.
Papera makore 40.
An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in the bush.
Mutumwa Jehovah akazoratidza kwaari mugwenzi raipfuta moto.
Now this brings us to Exodus 3 verse 7.
Pana Exodus 3 verse 11.
And the Lord said,
you know, Jehovah, Mwari vakati,
I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt.
Ini ndaona kutambudzwa kwevana vangu vari muEgipita.
God speaking to Moses.
Mwari vari kutaura na Moses.
I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt.
Zvirokwazvo ndaona kunetswa kwavanhu vangu vari muEgipita.
I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters.
Ndikanzwa kudanidzira kwavo nokuda kwavatariri vavo vamabasa.
For I know their sorrows.
Nokuti ndinoziva kuchema kwavo.
Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 2 said.
Chapter 2 yati.
God heard their groaning. God remembered his covenant.
Mari vakarangarira sungano yavo.
He looked upon the children of Israel.
Vakatarisa kuvana veIsraeri.
Had respect unto them.
Akavarangarira.
Amen.
Amen.
Now chapter 3 verse 7.
Chapter 3 verse 7.
He says, I've surely seen
zvirokwazvo ndaona
the affliction of my people,
kunetswa kwavanhu vangu,
which are in Egypt.
Vari muEgipita.
I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters.
Ndanzwa kudanidzira kwavo nokuda kwavatariri.
For I know their sorrows.
Nokuti ndinoziva kuchema kwavo.
Amen. My people.
Vanhu vangu.
So these were God's people.
Saka vanga vari vanhu vaMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
We just want to take those two words.
Tinongotora mashoko maviri aya.
From the 7th verse.
Kubva muverse 7.
I know. For a few minutes, brother, sister. Amen. Because God says, I know their sorrows. Amen.
Amen.
Jehovah of the Old Testament,
Jehovah we Testament
is Jesus Christ of the New.
Jesus Christ we
and Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you.
That's
what the Bible says. You are at rest.
Oh
Lord our God,
Jehovah Mari wenu,
we rest on thee. Amen. You
Amen.
Are at peace.
Uri pa zororo.
Peace, peace.
Une rugare.
Wonderful peace.
Rugare, rugare.
Coming down from the Father above.
Uchiburuka kubva kuna Baba kumusoro.
Sweep over my spirit.
Pura ne pamweya wangu.
Forever I praise a song.
Kambo.
It's a song we used to sing.
Kambo kataimba.
You know, Brother Albert Kadiwa used to sing this song.
Brother Albert Kadiwa vaye vazvimba kamba.
Peace, peace. Wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Amen.
Amen.
Christianity is based upon rest.
Christ chaka zorora.
Amen. You put your hands in the pocket, brother, sister. Though there's no money in those pockets. Amen. And put a smile. Because there is a certain contentment. A state of happiness. A state of satisfaction. Amen. Because you know this God. Amen. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. All fear is gone. Because I know. Yes, I know. He holds my future. Life is now worth living. Because you know he lives. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says, be still.
Bible rinoti terama.
Be still.
Mira zikama.
Psalm 46:10.
Mapisarema 46:10.
Be still.
Zikama.
And know that I am God.
Uzive kuti ndiri Mwari.
Amen. Cease from worry.
Mira kunetsekana.
Amen. Cease from worry.
Siyana nekunetsekana.
And know that I am God.
Woziva kuti ndini Mwari.
Don't worry when things go wrong.
Haikona kunetsekana kana zvinhu zvaya.
God will help you if you go on.
Mwari vachakubatsira kuti uende mberi.
Keep walking in the light.
Ramba uchifamba
muchiedza. Keep living right.
Ramba uchirarama zvakanaka.
I know the old timers know, you know, my wife used to sing this song.
Nezvati yekare vanoziva kamba akakaimbwa nemudzimai wangu.
Amen. Keep walking in the light.
Ramba uchifamba
muchiedza. Don't worry, it will be all right.
Haikona kunetsekana zvichanaka.
One night I had a dream. I was walking on the beach. Amen. And there were two sets of footprints. One belonged to me and the other to my Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then I noticed along the way, somewhere along the way, I saw one set of footprints. And I also noticed that it was the time that things were not good. When things were so hard.
Amen.
Amen.
And I wondered why. And I went to the Lord.
This
is Lord. Lord.
Ishe.
How could this happen? Because I've been seeing two sets of footprints. My own set and yours. But when things were so hard, when I needed you most, now I'm seeing only one set of footprints. How could you leave me the time that I needed you most? And the Lord said, my child, I never left you. Amen. When you see one set of footprints, it's not your set of footprints. It was then that I lifted you. The one set of footprints you are seeing, those are my footprints. I was carrying you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And tonight God says, I know. Amen. To know is to be cognizant or aware of. What a consolation, brother, sister, in this world of trial and snares, to know that he knows. What a consolation to know that he knows. Hallelujah, what a comfort. It brings a feeling of relief to know that he knows. God understands. He says, I am conscious. I understand your condition, your situation, your troubles. He says, I know. God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, Giver of life, he says, I know. The one who said, let there be light, and there was light, he says, I know. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, tonight he's saying, I know. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord who is our banner, he says, I know. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord who is our peace, he says, I know. Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord who is our righteousness, he says, I know. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals all our diseases, he is saying, I know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The omnipotent one, the omniscient one, which makes him omnipresent, Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah, the one who is present, he says, I know. My healer, my provider, he makes a way where there's no way. Amen.
Amen.
It was him who provided when the barrel of meal was empty. It was him who saved you when you got involved in that accident. It was him when the board at the workplace sat down to dismiss you. And the HR came up to say, no, we need that man. It was him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was him when your company was going down and you won that tender. It was him when the doctor said nothing can be done, and yet you began to recover. It was him when you didn't have money to pay school fees for your children, and you got it in a way you cannot explain. It was him when the Hebrew children were thrown in the fiery furnace, but fire could not burn them, and they saw the fourth man. It was him when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, and the hungry lions could not eat him. And tonight it's him.
Manerano ndiye.
It's him.
Ndiye
zvakare. He says, I know. He says, I know. Whatever you are going through, brother, sister. God says, I know. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Says the Lord in Jeremiah. Thoughts of peace. And not of evil. To give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me. And you shall go and pray unto me.
Amen.
And I will hearken. He says, I know. Amen.
Amen.
He knows.
Vanoziva.
Moses, he came down.
Nikuti vakaburuka.
To Moses.
Kuna Moses.
He says, I've seen.
Hanzi ndaona.
I've heard.
Ndanzwa.
I've remembered.
Ndarangarira.
He remembered this covenant.
Vakarangarira.
So God remembers the promises.
Saka mari vanorangarira vimbiso.
So you hold on to the promise.
Saka batirira kuvimbiso.
You have the promise before him.
Woenda nemimbiso
pamberi pako. Says, Lord, you promised.
Woti mari
makavimbisa. In your word.
Mushoko renyu.
The unfailing word of promise.
Shoko renyu rine vimbiso risingakundike.
Amen.
Amen.
I know.
Ndinoziva.
God knows.
Mariva noziva.
Amen. Let's stand up on our feet.
Ngati sumuke netsoka dzedu.
Amen.
Amen.
We bow our heads.
Tikotamise misoro yedu.
Close our eyes.
Tovhara maziso edu.
Can you lead us, brother, in this song? He knows my name.